From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Michelle Kellerman. And joining us is puzzle master Will Shortz. It's been a long time, Will. It's nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Michelle. Same here.
You're in the studios of WFYI Indianapolis today. What took you to Indiana?
Well, it's the 164th convention of the National Puzzlers League. It's the world's oldest puzzlers organization, and once a year we get together to play word games and word puzzles.
Sounds like a good time.
It is.
Well, we've been working on that puzzle that you gave us last week. It involves some letter shifting. Could you repeat the puzzle, please?
Yes, it came from listener and player Ron Hader. I said, think of a six-letter word. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet. So, for example, A would become N, B becomes O, and so forth. And the result will be the same word spelled backward. And as a hint, I said, it's a place with running water. What is it?
And what was your answer?
The answer is ravine, R-A-V-I-N-E.
Okay, well, we received 700 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Larry Marshall, who joins us now on the line from Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
And you're out there vacationing on Cape Cod, I hear.
Yes, we're in Wellfleet, but we usually we spend the year in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And what do you do out there in Gettysburg?
I'm an astronomer at Gettysburg College.
And I hear you're a puzzle fan, so you've been doing this for a while.
This looks like the eighth year I've been submitting puzzles.
Well, congratulations on getting started here and getting chosen to play today. So I will leave you guys to it. Larry, meet Will, and let's play.
All right, Larry and Michelle. Today's puzzle is called All Ears. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the consecutive letters E-A-R. And specifically, E will end the first word, and A-R will start the second. For example, if I said lineup of soldiers, tanks, etc., you would say battle array. All right? Number one is someone who isn't allowed to leave home may be under this.
Home arrest?
Yeah, house arrest. Excellent. Number two, a magician who can get out of handcuffs or a straitjacket.
Escape artist.
Excellent. Part of a phonograph that holds a needle.
Tone arm.
Very good. Illustrations left by primitive man, for example.
That would be cave art.
Oh, you're good. City neighboring Phoenix in the Grand Canyon State.
Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, yes, excellent.
You're too quick for me here. I'm going to just stay silent.
Try this one. Thin sheets of metal used for protection in battle.
Battle armor?
Okay, I'll give you that. I was going for plate armor.
Mm-hmm.
Try this one. A piece written for Time or the Atlantic Monthly, for example.
Some sort of article.
Yes. And Time or the Atlantic Monthly?
A feature article.
All right, I was going for magazine article.
Magazine.
Either one. Good job. Library for illustrations. Think of what a library is, starting with A-R.
Armory? Let's see.
It's something where news clippings or information would be stored.
Archive.
Archive is right. And for illustrations, what kind? A blank archive.
Picture
archive is it. Good job. One showing up after the deadline.
A late arrival.
Excellent. Former name of the comedian whose maiden name was Barr. And she...
Roseanne
Arnold, excellent. Daughter of Lucille Ball.
Lucy Arnaz.
That's it. Star of 1950s TV's Our Miss Brooks.
Arden.
That's right.
Eve Arden.
Eve Arden is right. Hall of Fame jockey who won the Kentucky Derby 5 times.
Oh, that would be Eddie Arcaro.
Very good. A sword, pistol, or other small weapon.
Some sort of arms. Firearms.
Yeah.
Not a sword, though.
Right. And it's something that would hang by your hip, for example. It's a four-letter word. Sidearm, is it?
Sidearm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Military force based in Beijing.
Chinese Army.
That's it. And your last one, a place with lots of pinball machines.
A game arcade.
Game arcade. Larry, you are great.
Well, thanks very much.
And luckily you didn't need my help.
My hands are shaking.
You did a great job. And for playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. So tell us, Larry, what's your public radio station?
We listen to WETA and WITF in Gettysburg, and when we're on the Cape, we listen to WBUR.
Okay, great. Well, you joined us from your vacation spot in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Thanks for taking time out from your vacation and for playing puzzle with us.
Thank you very much.
Now, Will, it's time to give the new challenge to work on for this week.
Yes, this is a puzzle from the National Puzzlers League Convention this weekend that I created. In the word pretty, the letter E is pronounced like a short I. In women, the O is pronounced like a short I. In what familiar four-letter word is you pronounced like a short I? So again, you're looking for a familiar four-letter word, uncapitalized, in which you is pronounced like a short I. What is it?
So this challenge is going out to all the puzzlers out there in Indianapolis, too, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. He joined us from the studios of WFYI Indianapolis. Thanks a lot, Will, and have fun at the National Puzzlers League.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.